Now, when we come to chapter 9, we're coming here to a new section. In chapters 9 and 10, Israel now turns to land productivity. That is, prosperity is what they are trying to produce. In other words, they are trying to increase the value of the dollar, and they are attempting to increase production from the land. And they are nothing in the world but a backsliding heifer, God says. Now, in chapter 9, we have here prosperity had really blinded them. God had blessed them, and that had blinded them. And now there's coming upon them his judgment of famine. He says, "Rejoice not, O Israel, for joy like other peoples, for thou hast played the harlot from thy God, thou hast loved a reward upon every threshing floor." You're trying to increase your production, and that has become a judgment upon you. We're seeing today that big business and these great big combines, great corporations today, are not the blessing that we thought at one time they would be. And even farming is in that area. And the important thing is the stock market today. It certainly is more important than the scriptures to this nation. And that was happening in Israel. And they were being blessed. That is, there was a false prosperity in the land. And by the way, they're having that same prosperity over there today. But they're far from God even today. I believe that one of the methods that God had of judging us, you remember after World War II, I predicted that we were going to suffer as the other nations had. We had totally escaped. We did not have any bombing as England had, or certainly not as Germany had and France had, and as Japan had. We had totally escaped it all. And I felt, in fact, I preached at that time, I felt God would judge us. And we became at that time the most prosperous nation in the world, the leading nation in the world. And it looked like a contradiction of the statement I was making. It was called to my attention. And I wondered about it. And it took me, I think, 10 years after the war to see what God was doing. And I think now you can see it clearly. And it's this: God judged us with prosperity. That's what he did Israel. He said, "I provided everything for you. And you're giving credit to your own ingenuity, your own ability, and you're a proud people, and you're not looking to me or giving God credit at all." And my friend, that just happened to be a picture of us after the war. So we have that here as a picture before us.